that was 1962. And my father died in 1945, August 25th,
1945. Do you have any idea where your grandmother on your mother's side was from? Your grandmother on your mother's side, do you have any idea where she was from?
Well, she was from Meridian, Mississippi, on my mother's side. Ah, you mean my mother's grandmother?
No, your mother's mother.
Huh?
Your mother's mother.
Oh, my mother's mother was born down here in, close to Buffalo.
Where, is that in this county?
That's between here and Houston. No, it's... I'll tell you what, you come up to my house. I have a family tree.
Okay, well, I'll just ask about all this when we get there.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you all this other, because I can give you the correct dates now, because we have this family tree.
Well, let me ask you this. You said that you're how old now?
Huh?
How old did you say you were now?
In November the 20th, I'll be 85.
I see. Have you ever been a member of any social clubs or church groups
we would have parties and we'd have little clubs, but after I got married, well, of course, I was Sunday school teacher and I played the piano in our church. And we had WMU, and we had, that's our church activities, and then we had the PTA, and I used to be in the Woodman Circle.
The Woodman Circle?
Woodman Circle.
What is that?
Well, it's a lodge. And then I joined the Rebecca, that's another lodge. The Rebecca's is a branch of the Oddfellers. And the Woodman Circle is a branch off the Woodman's of the Worm Lodge.
I see. Have you ever traveled very much?
I had a daughter that was sick and she had cancer. Well, I'll tell you about all that travel later.
All right.
Because she had cancer for 12 years, so I've traveled here, clean across to Washington, D.C., and back, and she and I would go to different places. I've been in Oregon and all of those places, and St. Louis. I've been everywhere. I've been in Chicago and St. Louis, but I've never been in New York City. But I have a granddaughter that she's a stewardess for Browns. And she was on her second or third flight when they had this blackout in New York. And she said the pilot was giving them instructions. See, there were about six girls on the plane. And they stewardess, they were giving them instructions. And he said, he was telling them about the beautiful eyes. And he said, we're having a blackout. Well, she said, he landed, and when he landed, she said, they had to walk down the ramp with the flashlights, and then they had to walk two blocks to the Sheraton Hotel, and when they got to the Sheraton Hotel, they had to walk eight stairs up because the elevators wouldn't work, and they said when they got up there, and it's about 1 o'clock, they would just completely give out. And they couldn't have no radio.